certainly seems to enjoy his work.
That or it's one of those Flintstones flashbacks.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi, Bull.
Bull, 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 Bull. What the heck have you been sketching, you big old post-impressionist lug you?
It's a cover illustration for the book I've written.
The man wrote a book? Hell of an idea.
Manhattan City College is having a children's book contest. All the entries are going to be judged by school kids.
How old are these kids, Bo?
Eight, nine. Somehow the idea of writing for tiny little undeveloped minds seems right for me.
I don't think we need to embellish on that.
The winner, whomever that tall, shaven-headed man or woman might be, gets a publishing contract.
Hey, so what did you draw for the cover?
A little ducky.
Oh, I love little duckies. There's Daffy and Daisy and Donald and Dr. Death.
About what, Bull? It could be so many things.
My cover drawing was all wrong, so I drew a new one.
Well, let's have a look.
What do you think?
Well, Bull, now, I'm no historian, but I don't think that ducks took part in the ancient Roman orgies.
Those suckers sure look happy, don't they?
Lady, I'm a normal American male.
You're three normal American males.
What's our problem here?
I was violated.
Hey, I was just checking our pipes.
Mac?
He's with the gas company, sir. Keeping Tom charge.
And the lady is?
The PP. Miriam Brody, Your Honor.
Mr. Dobbs claims he was merely trying to check Miss Brody's meter when she, quote, shook her soapy, nude, glistening body at me.
Read that back to me.
Dan!
You saved me a copy.
Your Honor, I swear, this woman was bouncing, she's shimmying, she even threw me one of these.
Let the record show that the defendant did pelvic things.
This is outrageous. He had his nose pressed up against my window.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell him what you had pressed up against it?
All right, people, what I've got here, I've got no evidence. I've got no corroborating testimony. I don't even have any suggestion of criminal intent. So I would like to write this one off as an unfortunate incident. That is, if Mr. Dobbs here can assure the court that he has no past history of unusual sexual behavior.
My wife's from the old school.
And you promise to try to keep your eyes on your job?
Well, I'll do my best. Best.
That's all we can ask. Case dismissed.
That's it?
That was fun while it lasted, though, huh?
Well, I guess it's obvious there's no place for propriety in this day and age. Goodbye.
Ta-ta.
Do you have the time?
Time for what?
You know, I've been undressing you with my eyes.
Lucky for me, I've got clean shorts on.
Ever fool around at work?
No. I mean, that is, not with another person.
warm, Dan. Are you warm? Let's find some place where we can be alone. Now.
No? No, I can't now. I've got a job. I've got responsibilities. I've got fresh batteries in my briefcase. You stand right there. Do not move a nerve. God, no. Is this free? Your Honor, the circumstances of a very extremely urgent personal nature have arisen and regrettably forced me to ask for a recess.
Sex or money, Dan?
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, I'm offended. Then you would jump to such an assumption? Has it ever occurred to you I could be in the midst of a dire personal tragedy? Sex.
Dan, give your appliances the afternoon off.
Are you Bull Shannon? Yep. I am Sidney Shoup, professor of literature at Manhattan City College. I am in charge of the children's book contest.
Did you get my entry?
Oh, yes. It was the most vile, offensive, nauseatingly horrid collection of thought I have ever seen put to paper.
Did I win?
Excuse me, guys, what's going on?
Sir, Mr. Shoup critiqued my children's book.
It was ghastly, nightmarish, apocalyptic.
Did he win?
Excuse me. Bull Shannon is the sweetest, kindest, gentlest man I know. I cannot believe that he would write Puff, the flesh-eating dragon.
Needless to say, our kiddie panel of judges has been racked with nightmares. Little Stevie actually strangled his imaginary friend. You are a disgrace. You're a menace. You're a monster.
Did he win?
Well, in view of these circumstances, I guess it would really be proper for us to call...
Yes?
A short...
Yes?
Recess.
Yeah!
Don't kiss the rope, Dan.
I think I've had my say. If you'll excuse me, I have an imaginary funeral to attend.
Well, maybe this story wasn't such a good idea.
You mean you really think it's scary for kids?
Kids, adults, dead people.
Why? Well, I didn't mean to scare anyone.
Bull, we all know what a big heart you have and what a swell guy you are. And that's why it's our job to let you know that flaming toddlers is wrong.
So what everybody is saying is that I scared little kids. Little defenseless kids. What a low, sick, rotten thing to do. It's true. I am a monster.
Did he win?
After Madam.
Oh, it's dark in there, Dan. I guess we're gonna have to feel our way around.
Let the games begin. You ever do this before? It works. I touch you, you touch me, we touch each other.
If it's sex you want, I know the kind of a place where you can go and get that sort of thing cheap.
No, lady, wait a minute, I did... How cheap?
You animal.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot.
You tease!
Women, huh? You can't live with them, you can't live up.
Well, you gotta admit he's got a certain kind of flair. It's kind of like Mother Goose meets the Terminator. Yeah.
Your Honor?
Mac, any news about Bull?
Yep. He was just taken to the hospital.
What?
He was just taken to the hospital.
Apparently, he started shouting something about how he scared innocent children. Then he exploded in a blind rage and destroyed that corridor wall.
What goes through that man's head?
Apparently not concrete or steel.
Well, that's quite a hole. This must be...
a little girl's room.
Bull left the hospital.
What?
Bull left the hospital.
Doctor told me Bull ran out screaming he shouldn't be allowed to be around normal people, that he should be in a cave or something.
Let's hit all his regular haunts, huh? I'll check out his apartment.
I'll check up on the roof.
I'll check every bar, disco, and singles joint in the city.
Bull doesn't hang out in those kinds of places.
You go check where you want, and I'll go check where I want.
Please, Dan, give me a second chance.
Ha! Give me one good reason why I should give you a second chance. We have a winner.
Okay, well, thank you. Bull's not at the amusement park. They miss him, though. He's the most popular ride they got.
Bully the dragon looked like something not of our world, an extinct creature from another time.
That's it.
That's what?
Read that again.
Bully the dragon looked like something not of our world, an extinct creature from another time.
Bully the dragon. Bull the dragon. And so, Bully the dragon went off to be with others of his kind at the Dragon Jamboree. See you later.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the Dragon Jamboree.
This is Cro-Magnon Man, Jimmy. And this is Neanderthal Man.
What's this?
This is Ginthanthropus Man, characterized by a low brow, large molars, and small cranial capacity. Note the small,
occipital.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yes. Please don't kill us.
Okay.
Let's go, Jimmy.
Homo sapiens, huh? Sometimes I wish I was made of stone, too.
Hi, Bull.
Your Honor.
These friends of yours?
In a way. Whenever I need somebody to talk to really bad, I come down here and rap with the statues.
They ever answer you?
I'm tormented, Harry, not crazy.
Well, listen, I know that you've been through a wall since we talked last. But we can work this out, Guy. We always do.
What's there to work out? I'm a monster, and I might as well learn to live with it.
Is he always like this? Don't answer that. Bull! Now, for one thing, whoever said you were a monster?
Look at me, Harry. I didn't even have to dress up for Halloween as a kid. They'd say, great mask. Let me guess. Frankenstein, Phantom of the Opera?
Kids can be cruel.
This was my family.
Well, sit down, huh? Come on. Now, believe it or not, I really do understand how you feel.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I was what you'd call a lonely kind of kid. I was never invited to the cool parties. Nobody asked me to join the popular clubs.
Well, I'm one up on you there. I was asked to join the most popular club in high school.
Really?
Yeah. 8 of us were selected to go through the initiation. And all we had to do to join was shave our heads before he showed up for the junior prom. So I did. And when I walked into the gym to meet my date,
you were the only one who'd shaved his head.
I was only 16, Harry, unsure of myself, worried like most adolescents about the way I looked anyway. And there I stood, humiliated, in front of what was for me at the time, the whole world. I wanted to kill myself. And then I wanted to kill them.
Just like Bully the Dragon.
Yeah. Only I didn't live happily ever after.
Somebody swiped his lunch?
Yeah. A long time ago.
You can have half my tuna sandwich, mister.
Go away, kid, will ya?
Yeah. I'm not crazy about that smelly fish either.
Say, listen, kid. I'm sorry. I appreciate the offer, but I gotta eat out of a feed bag until these heal.
If you were a brontosaurus, you wouldn't need hands to eat. See, when he gets hungry, he just has to lean over and gobble up one of the little dinosaurs.
Brontosauruses just ate plants.
You're kidding.
No, it's true. Besides, if he ate up all those guys, he wouldn't have anybody to play with.
Why would he want to play with them?
Maybe because he was lonely.
You think so?
Yeah. But I guess it really didn't matter. They were afraid to play with him anyway.
Oh, must have been very sad.
I sure was.
You're not a monster. My sister can do that.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. Why don't we just leave the nice man with the plaster hands alone?
He's great, Mom. He knows everything.
He does? Well, then, he must be.
That's right, ma'am. I'm a bailiff.
You'll excuse us. We have to run for our lives.
I understand.
Hi, mister.
Bye, kid.
You know, Bull, I don't think that kid is ever going to look at dinosaurs or maybe even people in quite the same way again.
What do you mean?
You showed him something. That you can't judge a book by its cover.
Did you make that up?
Yes. Thanks, Harry. No thanks necessary, Bull. We're buddies, right? And buddies take care of each other whenever they can.
Then you'll always be there when I need you?
You betcha, Bull. Always.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hiya, big guy. Welcome back.
I sure missed you, Bull.
Thanks. Guess what?
What?
I did some more writing.
Well, Bull, how did you write with your hands and cats?
I stuck the pencil up my nostril.
Bull, couldn't you have just put the pencil in between your teeth?
After it had been in my nose?
Bull, why don't you read to us what you wrote?
Okie dokie.
This is an introductory poem to a new book I wrote. Some monsters roar and shake the ground with fury as they tread. But I never actually met a beast who truly wished me dead. Oh, sure, they're ugly faces and steely eyes can scare. But they never seem to be more mean than the ferocious teddy bear. So I guess it's true, like the covers of books of the story, it's only a part. But the monster's face never gives you a clue to the love that's in his heart.
Well, I'd say the real Bull Shannon just showed up.
Thanks.
What are you gonna call your book?
The Snake Pit of Chucky's Mind.
We'll work on titles next.
Your Honor, you better come here, sir.
What's that?
Come on, come on. We gotta find Dan. Remember that woman he was with?
Miriam Brody?
Yeah, her psychiatrist just called.
What?
Her psychiatrist just called.
Apparently, she's suffering from a split personality disorder.
Oh, no.
She can be very deceptive.
Oh, come on now. I know Dan fell for it twice, but I don't think he's...
Who wants copies? Smile.
Introducing Bio Channel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on...